If you have been listening to our previous broadcast, you will recognize we are reading once more from 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The question we have been asking is, how much can you take? How much are you able to bear? And for our standard, we have been looking at the Lord Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew and looking at what he bore, looking at the blows that fell upon him while at Calvary he was dying in my place and yours. From Matthew 26 and 49, we noted the blow of betrayal when Judas, a feigned follower of his, betrayed him with a kiss. He kissed the door of heaven and went to hell. From verse 67, we saw the blow of his own Jewish brethren rejecting him, even to spitting in his face. And from verses 74 and 75, we notice the blow of denial, where Peter fell. And Peter says, I know not the man. We want to look now at Matthew chapter 27 and verse 26. Another blow. For we read there, then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. The blow of scourging. In Matthew, they cried out, Hosanna! Save, we beseech thee, to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. But as they stood before Pilate, less than a week later, they demanded the holy blood of God the Son. We will not have this man to rule over us. Crucify him! His blood be upon us and our children! Oh, what an unholy thing to declare for your future children. To put a curse like that upon children, some in that day, many yet unborn. They demanded the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Pilate the weakling, Pilate the coward, Pilate the compromising politician, yielded, bent to their demands, against his better judgment, it seems. And he allowed God the Son, the one that John had seen and said, Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Pilate allowed them to take the Lord Jesus and to scourge him, to put him beneath the whip. And the Lord Jesus took the blow of scourging. Having had the blow of betrayal and the blow of his own brethren's denial of him and rejection of him, the blow of denial of Peter, now he takes the blow of scourging. This involved an instrument with long leather thongs. We refer to them as a cat of nine tails. Many times these leather thongs were implanted with bones and pieces of metal. And it was customary under Roman law, this was not a Jewish punishment, to take a victim and to hit him 40 times with this lash. Many times the ones inflicting the punishment would only hit them 39 times, as Paul tells us, because more than 40 often would result in the one inflicting the punishment receiving the same thing. So to be safe, they would only hit a victim 39 times. But many times, even before they reached that point, the victim was dead. For as these pieces of leather and bone and metal would bury down into the back, made tight like a drum, then they would snap it and the flesh would fly in every direction. And oftentimes the whip would even go through the very rib cage and the innards of the individual would be torn out. And friend of mine, this was the type of punishment. This was the type of beating. This was the type of blows that came upon the back of God the Son. And rest assured, friend, he did it for you. Have you ever stopped to trust him, to thank him, to say, Lord Jesus, I love you for dying for me? Today would be a good time to do it. Amen.